Before starting our talk proper, inshallah, there's still a lot of place in the masjid area. Brothers are kindly requested, alhamdulillah, today being a holiday as well. Many of our brothers perhaps are out. There's still lots of place in the masjid. Those who are sitting right in the back, inshallah, let us try to make some movement and try to fill in the gaps. Inshallah, Allah give us the understanding. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa na'akibatil al-muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. Ba'd a'udhu billahi as-sami' al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qad aflaha man zakkaha wa qad khaba man dassaha. Wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man tashabbaha biqawmin fa huwa minhum aw kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, a girl was dressed in a black leather mini skirt, a shimmery silver Jimmy Choo shoe with heels as high as her feet could bear, and she was ready for the New Year Eve's party at the hottest club in town. How could she miss out on the most happening party of the year, on the most happening night of the year? She covers herself with her abaya and hijab before making salam to her unsuspecting parents, and she rushes out to the door, her parents thinking that she is going over a sleepover to her cousin's apartment. She removes her abaya and her hijab, as well as her haya and modesty, as she enters her friend's car. The party was awesome. The party was awesome, as she expected. And after trying an attractive looking alcoholic drink or two, she was ready to dance the year away. A few moments later, she passed out, only to be woken up in the early next morning in a strange car next to a strange man. Her clothes had been ripped off and her dignity had been taken. All in the name of celebrating the New Year. One night, a loving father after seeing the results of his son at school and varsity decides to buy him a brand new M5, M4, M3 GTI. I love cars. His fast cars are nice. Passion for cars. Can't afford it. Nevertheless, he picks up his friends on New Year's night. The party was awesome. On their way back, the thrill of a fast car and the adrenaline, only the one who's pressing the pedal knows. He couldn't take the bend. And instead of coming home to his parents, he goes and he meets his creator. All in the name of New Year's celebration. A newly married couple invited to a New Year's Eve beach party with a group of friends, and they decide to go. The cool color coordinated couple sit next together near a bonfire on the seashore, smoking weed with their friends and laughing the year away, waiting for the clock to tick. At the stroke of 12, when everybody starts wishing each other a happy new year, a friend who was on a high, a little bit too high, went too far by not only wishing the new bride a new year, but kissing and flirting with her. The husband, who was also intoxicated in a high, gets angry, and a huge fight breaks out. A trigger was pulled, and she is now a new widow. All in the name of celebrating. All in the name of celebrating. Talk to me, brothers. All in the name of celebrating the new year. He is a young hafiz of the Quran, subhanAllah. Sorry, all right. Nice to see you. He's a young hafiz of the Quran. He was hesitant to go to his friend's party. He was hesitant, he was reluctant. He didn't want to go to the party. But somehow feeling as a left out and feeling awkward, he decided to go. As he enters, he finds young girls, beautiful Muslim girls, Fatima and Aisha, dancing provocatively. He was not familiar with any of these girls. And he asked his friend, that, where did you bring me? Why you invited me here? His friend laughed and hinted, and he said, brother, these are no ordinary girls. These are no ordinary girls. After having a glass of Coke, he said, this is enough for me. He decided to leave, but he could not, as he was feeling a little light-hearted, a little light-headed. Little did he know that his coke was spiked. All he remembers that he wakes up 3 a.m. in the morning next to a strange older woman in his arms. And a few months later, he was diagnosed with HIV. All in the name of celebrating the new year. More examples? That's enough. The point I'm making, my friends, just one night, one moment, just one night, one moment, one regret, and destiny changed. How many a parents that I have spoken to, how many a social cases that I have attended to, this was the lament of the parent. He said, Maulana, it took one night. It took one moment It took one friend to see the condition of my son Wayne yesterday. It changed everything. Every year, by this time, as the new year rolls around, most of us get to hit the new year scene. From the internet, Facebook, to friends, to WhatsApp groups, to classmates, everyone is talking of the most awaited party of the year, the party of the New Year's Eve. January 1st, 2022. It was just yesterday that we caught ourselves writing this date in our books. And here we are, awaiting 2023. Life sometimes just flies by. A whole year zipped us, and we didn't even notice. We didn't even shed a small light on where we are headed. Ever asked yourself, where did this year go? What's in store for me for the new year? Why celebrate the new year, which might even mark the beginning of a whole new series of tragic events in our lives? Why? Was the tragic events of 2022 not enough to open our eyes? We witnessed events that shook the world. From the earthquakes of the world, killing many on New Year's Eve last year. Many dynamic leaders were assassinated. Many lost their precious and loved ones. Many, might you not aware, committed suicide. Many suffered divorces. Many couples were split. Many marriages were broken. Many ladies had miscarriages. Yet these were the same people who at that time were celebrating 2022 with countless firecrackers, gifts, ceremonies, parties, countdowns, and whatnot. They didn't even have the foggiest idea that they would soon be amongst the ruins of the earth. Deep down the earth, swept away by floods, the very same waves that they enjoyed surfing in life. Little did they realize that the end was near. They were on the brink of their lives. And let me remind you and myself, my friends, that you and me could have been the victim of the Libyan war. We could have been the victim of the Syrian war. We could have been the victim of the conflict of Palestine. We could have been the victim of the heavy rains that killed 884 people in Central America. We could have been the victims of the snows and the floods that is happening in California. It is only Allah's mercy that me and you are such here today in His house. We could have been the victims of visiting relatives in the Amri Hospital in Calcutta, only to be found by rescue workers half burnt. Were these our expectations of 2022? Hadn't we hoped for something better? Think. Ponder. Reflect. The point, my friends, is for every day and every month and every year that we live by, we are one step closer to the end of our lives. Does this make ourselves happy? For a moment, consider a cancer patient. Allah save us, Allah protect us, Allah keep us with health and with afiyah. He had exactly 7 days to breathe. Now tell me, by the end of each day, would he be happy or sad? A day closer to his end.
The same goes for me and for you. And the entire universe. For every year that whizzes past us, we are 1 year closer to our end. 1 year closer to meeting our Lord Allah Rabbul Alameen. 1 year closer to the day of judgment. Why celebrate when it could be the last of our lives? Time once passed will never come back. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lose no time in doing good deeds before you are caught up by one of seven calamities awaiting you. A starvation which may impair your wisdom. A prosperity which may mislead you. An ailment and a sickness which may damage you. An old age which may harm your senses. The Dajjal and the Doomsday, which is going to be the hardest and the most bitter. So instead of having big bashes, going around wishing everyone a happy new year, why not engage in some beneficial activity in the obedience of Allah, which will guarantee positive results? Apart from the sensible explanation that I have placed before you, let me shed some light on New Year celebrations and how they began. The Romans dedicated January the 1st to Janus. And Janus was the god of gates, openings and beginnings. This clearly suggests that New Year celebrations are found in pagan traditions. Among the 7th century pagans of what is called the Flanders and the Netherlands, it was the custom to exchange gifts on New Year. Most Western countries in Western Europe adopted January the 1st as the New Year, officially somewhat before they adopted the Gregorian calendar. Some churches in Europe celebrate the feast of circumcision of Christ on January the 1st, based on the belief that Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu was salam, was born on December the 25th. And according to Jewish traditions, his circumcision would have taken place on the 8th day of his life, that is January the 1st. All this proves that this day has paganism behind it. Let alone the fact that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor his companions after him, nor the tabi'in, the tabi'in, ever celebrated it. It is clearly a non-Muslim celebration which has no basis in Islam. Why then take part in celebration by encouraging it? My friends, so-called Muslim countries take pride in the fact that they find their names in the Guinness Book of Records for the most amount of firecrackers. Ya Kareem Allah. They take pride in the fact that their name is in the Guinness Book of Records for the most amount of firecrackers and the most amount of money that was spent on one night for 5 minutes. And we take pride that my son went on holiday there. I must tell you, the figures people are spending on holiday is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. It will make your hair stand. One of my son insisted he wanted to go to Dubai and to Qatar for the World Cup. What an option I had. He sent me back a bill of 500,000. Ya Kareem Allah. He sent me a bill of 500,000. The father told me in his own words. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. A person will be considered to be with one whom he loves. We all have this FOMO, FOMO. What's FOMO?
Not OMO, FOMO. What's FOMO? See? What's FOMO? Short for FOMO is what? See? Fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. We all suffer from FOMO at times. Especially when shaitan makes things look good and events not harmful, so it looks glittery and attractive. It's packaged to attract millions of Muslims. As Muslims will watch this firecrackers and dance to the tunes of shaitan, while there are people that are being robbed of their loved ones, their dignity, their identity, their haya, their modesty, their iman, their souls, all in the name of celebrating a new year. And what changes after the countdown? What changes, friends? What changes after the clock strikes 12:01? Will it magically make you a better human? Does it promise you treasures or maybe a better life? And nobody miraculously ever changed at the stroke of midnight. Rather create fear of missing out in your heart, your mind and your soul with regards to your salah, with regards to your dhikr, with regards to your Quran. The recitation and understanding of the Quran, as only Allah has the power to make your hour, your day and your year beautiful in this world and in the hereafter. Your ultimate fear of missing out must be only one thing. Your ultimate fear of missing out must only be one thing. You know what is that? Jannah. What is that? Jannah, 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 Jannah. Allah make us from its inhabitants and dwellers. That must be your only fear of missing out. No other fear of missing out. May Allah safeguard us as well as our loved ones tonight and always. And to my youth, I'm not here to lecture you. And to the parents who are listening, I'm only going to leave you with one sentence alone. Only one sentence. Nothing more, nothing less. Don't go to a place you don't wish to die. Parents? You listening? Youth, wherever you are, I love you for the sake of Allah. Don't go to a place you don't wish to die. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Inshallah, there will be a brother who will be taking shahada now. Juma. Come, brother. Alhamdulillah, we're so fortunate. This brother is going to be taking shahada. And we know iman is from the greatest ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is from those things that without it is full. No matter how many good a person can do in this world, but without iman, a person can never be successful. So he's so fortunate that he's coming back to iman. And he's come to South Africa all the way from Pakistan. From here, but initially from? From South Africa. Yeah. Yourself also. MashaAllah, okay. From South Africa, alhamdulillah. So fortunate. Allah keep us with iman. Allah make us die with iman, inshaAllah. And Allah resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with the people with perfect iman, inshaAllah. This was the mission and the purpose of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read after me. I believe in Allah as one. He has no partner.
He has no sons.
He has no daughters. He has no children.
I believe in his angels.
I believe in his books. All the revealed books.
All the revealed books.
And I believe that the final book.
And I believe that the final book
is the Holy Quran.
Is the Holy Quran.
I believe in all the messengers.
I believe in all the messengers
from Adam.
From Adam.
Till Muhammad.
Till Muhammad.
Peace be upon them all.
Peace be upon them all.
And I believe in Jesus.
And I believe in Jesus.
As the Prophet of Allah.
As the Prophet of Allah.
And not as the Son of God.
And not as the Son of God.
I believe in the last day.
I believe in the last day.
I believe in fate and destiny.
I believe in fate and destiny.
That all good and bad.
That all good and bad.
Is from Allah.
Is from Allah.
And I believe in life after death.
And I believe in life after death.
Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Abduhu.
Abduhu.
Wa rasuluh.
I bear testimony
that there is none worthy of worship, besides Allah. And I bear testimony that Muhammad, peace be upon him,
is the slave
and messenger
of Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is none worthy
of worship
besides Allah.
Allah.
And Muhammad, peace be upon him,
is
the messenger of Allah. Takbir Allah. الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخاض أجد قد مضى قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفسي بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم وقال تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا
من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدكم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأسلفهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة
Brothers, let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. And inshallah, once again, we make a humble appeal. Many of our local brothers are here, many visitors also here, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, let us try to contribute generously to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will reward us. We don't know, as I had mentioned, what the future holds. Now that we have the chance, inshallah, to spend and to do some good deeds, inshallah, let us try our utmost, inshallah, to spend as much as we can, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and spend our money in those avenues that will bring the mercy of Allah and that will bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where better than to spend in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us that understanding. Perhaps the mic systems are not working downstairs or in the classrooms. If somebody can just at the back make the takbir to remind our brothers of the various postures of salah. Due to the load shedding, perhaps some of the mic systems at the back and the sound system might not be working. So brothers who are at the back and close by can just make the takbir so to know that the different postures of salah have taken place, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Shahadu an la ilaha illallah, shahadu an la ilaha illallah, shahadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, shahadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله
اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم صل على محمد واله الف الف مره ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعافيه والغنى اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا اللهم ارحمنا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.